Students often have to wait until their college years if they want to study Arabic. But at a cultural summer camp at St. Peter's School in Philadelphia, children are learning about Arabic language, music, history, and science. WHYY's Trainee Nuri reports.
Here at the Al-Bustan camp, children learn the Arabic words for almond, walnut, and banana. The instruction is given completely in Arabic, no English. Some of the students have connections to Arabic culture, but not all. Hazami Saeed, executive director of Al-Bustan, says she created the camp in 2002 with her three children in mind.
The idea was that they would have a space where they could learn Arabic and be comfortable with their Arab identity.
Across the hall, 11 children are reading sheet music and playing drums. Hafez Khotan, the percussion instructor, plays along.
Beautiful. Can you tell me what the drum is called?
To be honest with you, I don't remember. So anybody can help us?
There's five names.
Five names. Give me one.
Derbeke.
Derbeke.
Tabli.
Tabli.
Darbuka.
Dumbek. So worldwide, they know it as a dumbek. Syria, Lebanon, we say derbeke. Egypt, they say tabla.
In another room, campers learn about 11th century Arabic mathematician, astronomer, and physicist Ibn al-Haytham, who sometimes is called the father of modern optics. Campers replicated one of his experiments by covering the walls with aluminum foil and letting in light through a tiny hole into the dark room.
So if you look really carefully, does anyone see upside down trees?
Yeah.
11-and-a-half-year-old Layan Ahmed says camp feels like home, even though it's her first time. She is Arab and encourages non-Arab campers to try it.
If you're not Arab and, you know, you come to this camp, my advice would be, like, don't be afraid to ask people, like, how to pronounce a certain word or how to read some certain things. Just don't be afraid to ask.
On Friday, campers will sing, drum, and present all that they have learned. Trinae Nuri, WHYY News.